Hello, everyone. Welcome to your podcast, and I hope that your Cyber Monday Black Friday shopping has went well. And of course, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, but of course, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. From a snowy northern Michigan. It's that time of year.
Snow. Oh, brr. Well, did you have to shovel out your driveway yet? Was it that much, or was it just a dusting?
No, it's not more than an inch deep anywhere. So, you know, it just looks really nice.
well, hopefully it stays cold enough that it won't turn warm and you end up with mud. But anyway, it's nice to see winter has arrived. But for those of you that are, getting your podcast mojo going here after the holiday, at least so those of you in the United States, we want to make you aware of a brand new news source for podcasting. It's called the Podcast Business Journal. It launched last week, and it's at podcastbusinessjournal.com. Disclaimer, I'm one of the contributing editors over there. Mike, did you get a chance to take a look at this website yet? And what's your... If you have, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks good, and they certainly have a who's who of podcasting as their editorial board and some of the writers over there. It's very cool. You got Dan Franks from the podcast movement, Elsie, Rob Greenlee, your co-host on the other podcast there, and of course you and a bunch of other luminaries in podcasting. I think it's going to be another balanced source, I guess, would be the right way to put it.
Yeah, and hopefully, I think so far, from what everything I've read, it looks like most agendas have been left at the door, a lot of good information. So I think it could be a good enterprise. All of us that are contributing editors are not being paid. We're just contributing our time and our words. So just a little disclaimer there. There's no money being transacted. So, I think that... my first piece was basically in the state of podcast measurement. And of course, if you listen to the show, you kind of already know that. But I'm going to be writing on some familiar topics coming up. And I guess as an audience, if there's a general topic that you ever want us to cover, even at Blueberry, because we do a weekly column every Wednesday that's released that really is designed to help your podcast, let us know if you want us to cover a topic and we'll put it in the publishing agenda and have it there as an article for further future. So just drop us a line if you want us to do that. But anyway, check out podcastbusinessjournal.com. They got a daily newsletter as well that comes out. So this makes like the second or third news source that I'm going to be following. So it's going to be interesting to see how the information overlaps.
Right. Yeah. It's it's kind of interesting how that works. There's a couple of newsletters out there already that, very different takes on things. And it's good to see yet another take.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the topics we wanted to talk about today is why do you podcast? And Mike, you came up with this topic, and what was your thoughts here?
Well, so often we think of everybody that's podcasting doing it for the same reason, so... We talk about, owning your brand and all that, which you should do anyway. But what I'm kind of curious about, and if you guys could send us some feedback, is, what is the why behind your podcast? Is it a hobby? Are you marketing your own products? Is it a business thing? Is your employer making a podcast or suggesting that you podcast? That there are people out there that podcast only because, that's part of their job. And, I'm just curious, I consider myself kind of an advanced hobbyist on my personal shows, and you would be considered a professional since you make a good chunk of your living from your show, your personal show. And, it's just interesting to see, and I would just like to know the different reasons why people podcast. Some people do it just for therapy, they turn on the mic and scream.
Speaking of therapy, if you look back when my father died, I was a relatively new podcaster. I was about 2 years in, and my mom and I started a podcast, and to kind of deal was her and I's way of just kind of walking through week by week what was going on in her transition from, you know, being happily married to suddenly widowed and all the stuff that went along with that, you know, like the things that would, you know, make her break down and cry, like simple things like trying to find the key to the lawnmower and stuff that she never had to deal with for years because my dad took care of all that stuff. And so we kind of walked through, and I don't know how many episodes we did. I think we did 20 or 25 episodes on just that transition process. And then we kind of just run out of things to say. And I think we therapy-ized our way out of a show.
Yeah, but so, that's a great, great reason to podcast. You know, just sometimes it's telling your story, you know, publicly, even though you might have 12 listeners, you know, it's good for the soul sometimes.
Yeah, so it's a good medium to do this in, and you know, and that resource, believe it or not, is still online, and people still send us emails, and even because it's kind of timeless information, it's probably the only timeless show I've ever done, and you know, people still email and say, "Hey, that series you did was really great." So, I think this is what you know. I think the question why is important, and again, let's know what the why behind your podcast. Why you do it, what it motivates you, you know, what your end goals are. And we'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can send an email to yourpodcast@blueberry.com to send us your comments. But let's talk a little bit about the holidays, though. You know, many of you probably took a little time off. I didn't do a personal show on Thursday for my Geek News Central podcast, largely because it was going to be a slow tech news day. But Mike, is the holidays a time to take a break?
Well, probably not. And the reason, you know, over the years we've noticed that, you know, everybody at Christmas time or whatever holiday, you know, gift giving time there, they get all these new devices. And, you know, what do they want to do with new devices is play with them. And part of that is discovering podcasts. And so, you know, as far as, you know, new people coming into listening to podcasts, the holiday period seems to be the peak. So, yeah. You know, if you're not creating episodes during that time, and, you know, you can record ahead, that's okay if your content allows for that. But, you know, you don't want to take really a break over that period just because, you know, like I said, more people have free time, more people are traveling. You know, what do I do on an airplane when I'm on a long trip? I pop the earbuds in my ear and listen to podcasts. And it'd be, you know, kind of a bummer if all my podcasts that I listen to all took a break. I wouldn't have anything to listen to.
Another thing, too, is that, you know, when people are heading into the new year, and the period that I always say is the time where you need to really pour the coals on and really think about the topicality of your content, is really those shows immediately following Christmas through about the 30th of January, because what mode people are in is a new year mode. So they're looking to lose weight. They're trying to get their finances together because maybe they overspent for the holidays. They are, you know, they're looking, maybe they've got some resolutions and there's something in their resolution that's revolves around content that fits well into. So you've got time here in the new year to do a couple of shows, a couple of episodes that maybe are a little bit focused on, and if you can, you know, slide it into your content, you know, kind of along those lines, and that'll help you as well as people are looking for new content going into the new year. And also I find that people do spring cleaning. So if you're a show that's not been so regular or have not engage them as much, this is a time where they do drop shows too and pick up new shows. So there's opportunity there on both sides to think about this reshuffling that listeners do and the ability to keep them and or gain new listeners. So it is interesting, in my opinion, it's one of the most critical times of the year. And sadly, a lot of people say, well, it's time to take a break. Leading up to Christmas might be the time to take a show or two off. But again, definitely Christmas on do have new content on the street.
Certainly. And I'm, you know, one on my personal shows, you know, guilty of not being consistent. So, you know, I always try to at least get an episode out sometime in December. That way I've got new enough content that they might not drop me.
Right. And it also looks like you're still active too. And I said, oh yeah, the show's still going. This is, they've got something relatively new. I think that's the key there. So anyway, that's kind of our suggestion for the holidays, and take it or leave it. It's just based on what we've seen over the years. All right. Support. Wow, wow, wow. podcasting terms. I guess you're having some challenges with people understanding podcasting terms.
Yeah. A lot of times we'll get questions, you know, and they're usually one-liner questions with no details. And all the terms will be, you know, turned around, you know, like, you know, someone will say, you know, my iTunes feed isn't doing such and such. Well, there's no iTunes feed. So what do you mean by that? You know, and, you know, like there's different things like, you know, RSS feeds. There's, you know, just tons and tons of things that, you know, that they mean something like, you know, show. Okay. What do you mean by, go ahead.
Yeah. I think people get show and episode flipped sometimes. My show is not online.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm looking at your show. It looks like it's online. No, 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 no. My latest show. I'm like, oh, your latest episode is not online.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Yeah. Or, you know, or like, you know, I uploaded my show to, or I uploaded my episode to Blueberry and it's not on Apple yet. Well, you know, that could be one of many things, but a lot of times they don't know that, okay, you, in addition to uploading a media file to your hosting provider, you also have to make a post.
Yeah, you have to publish a post or publish an episode.
Right.
So even I'm getting, you know, even I'm...
and it's hard. It is.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, a listing, you know, you've got a listing at any whatever directory, but that listing is not your feed. But a lot of times, you know, people will say, well, you know, my Spotify feed is not updating. Well, they mean their Spotify listing hasn't updated, or their iTunes listing has not updated. You know, and it's funny. A lot of times we'll get a question like that, and Sean, Dave, and I, you know, share a Slack room, and we'll post that question in there and say, can anybody decipher what they really mean?
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of fun sometimes, but then again, you know, it slows it down because you got to clarify, you know, what exactly they're talking about.
Right. So I guess some of the common terms are feed. That would be your RSS feed. Show is your actual show. An episode would be an episode within a show. A post is what you make to create an episode.
Yeah.
The media file is the media file you've created to upload for your podcast. Your listing would be your directory or Spotify or Apple listing. And then you've got upload, download, and then, of course, there's pull, because podcasts are pulled, not pushed. Yeah, many, many, many more. So it's almost like we ought to come up with a little mini glossary, Mike. That might be something that you could put in this blog post.
Right. Yeah.
It defines, you know, that defines these terms.
Right. And, you know, other people have tried to do that. And I do believe we do have that in the podcast manual. And if I find that, I'll throw a link up for that. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, the new people, they hear all these terms.
Yeah. And they get confused.
Yeah. And, you know, that's fine. It's understandable. But, you know, please cut us a little slack when we ask you, well, what did you mean?
Yeah. So, and then Blueberry has their own terms, like an account. The account would be your login account. Your, you know, sometimes people say, well, my show's not working. And then we look up their email and it's, we can't find their account because they've registered under a different email address. So,
right.
So if they provide both the email and the show name, usually we can find people. So you've got your Blueberry account, you've got your listing, you've got your either hosting or a stat subscription or both. So be aware that I think sometimes people get in a rush too when they're writing tickets and, you know, they're in a panic maybe a little bit and they just throw it out there and hit submit to hopefully get help as fast as they can and not realizing maybe they've just cost them an email exchange.
Yeah, so. Ironically, that's our next topic.
Oh, yeah. One of our competitors posted a Facebook post yesterday that basically showed the actual email interaction he had with one of his customers. And we all kind of laughed internally. And Mike, I saw you had commented on it because basically what he had done is he had wrote the correct response with the answer. And then the podcaster responded and Mike kind of Dave kind of rewrote the response asking the same question again. And then the guy responded again. And then it was almost like finally, like on the third try, it was like, oh, you mean I need to do this? And Dave was like, yes. So we run into it all the time too, oh, yeah. Is take the time to actually read the response. And, you know, this is epidemic globally, Mike. I have found that even when I was in the Navy, and I've been retired now more than 10 years, is that I would have to, and because of text messaging, I had to use to do my tech support reply emails almost like step one, step two, step three, and make them very short and distinct replies, because if I wrote a paragraph, boom, they'd read the first sentence and that would be it. So it's just something in our society now with Twitter and Facebook and the ability to do a short SMS that people just really do not read the response to an email. So if you don't get to the meat of it in the first sentence, oftentimes they just don't read it. And it's an epidemic globally.
Yeah, it sure is. And I notice it a lot in support. You know, it's like I'll send, you know, a complete response and then I'll get back a question that obviously they haven't read it. And then so I will literally cut and paste the same response, taking out the part they did understand.
Right.
And keep sending it back and forth. You know, it's just extra work for everybody involved. So just read the entire, you know, response. And the same thing is answer any questions. You know, if we ask you, you know, something, you know, give us the answer. And if you don't understand the question, we will be happy to clarify it. But, you know, when we ask a question, there's usually a reason that we need to know that to help you out.
Yeah. And I think too is, from my perspective, is even on our end, we have to read the question that's being asked sometimes twice and three times. I know that I do that because, especially if it's a long ticket that I have to respond to, I want to make sure, okay, did I get his questions? He asked three questions within the sentence. Did I respond to all three of the inquiries? So we have to be careful on our side too. But read the response. And I think most of you that have been listening to this show for a while will know that, you know, much of Mike's frustration and the support team's frustration is that there's a lot of this that goes on, and it really wastes everyone's time getting a show a question answered or fixed. But I guess the most important thing too is don't panic here, okay? Because it's a podcast. It's I understand if you're on a publishing schedule and something goes wrong, the frustration that goes along with that, trying to get something out on time. But it'll be there and nothing's going to, you know, it's not like your listeners are on an exact schedule either. So, don't panic. We're going to get you up and running as quickly as possible.
Yeah, most of the issues that, you know, are what a lot of people panic about are, you know, if it's a couple hours or say even a day, you know, we can still remedy that and everything will go along just fine. But, there's nothing that can't be fixed.
Yeah.
That I know of. And, you know, we will get it done. It's just, you know, getting in a big panic. You know, what I find a lot of times is my phone will start ringing. And then I also, I'm talking to that person as I'm looking through tickets, and I find that they put in a ticket, they put in, a direct email to me, a direct email to support, sometimes a direct email to you, you know. So there'll be seven or eight points of contact about the same thing.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll even be in three social media sections where they posted, you know, three different places, or they've posted something that definitely needs to be taken care of by the support team in some obscure social media platform. They get mad when they don't get a response.
Right.
So I always tell people the first line of defense is the contact page on blueberry.com. That's where you should go first. And if you want to, you know, if you want to ask for some additional help on social, that's obviously fine. But, you know, we've got the team there that is available 7 days a week. Weekends, it's a little thinner, not as quick. But, you know, if something comes in and we see that's really super critical, we usually respond to that over the weekend quicker than we would if it's just a general question that may wait a little bit longer. We kind of try to prioritize that stuff on the weekend. But yeah, and then oftentimes what I find I'm doing is I'm cutting and pasting in all the social media places that the question's been asked, because otherwise people are then saying, well, because one set of people are not in one site, but they're in another. And they're thinking that Blueberry is ignoring the person, although we've already taken care of the problem hours ago. People are still responding to those social media places. So we're here. And I think those of you that listen to this know that. But if you see something come up in social, you can help us and say, hey, you know, Mike and the team are available 7 days a week at Blueberry to take care of you via the contact page at blueberry.com. And if you want to help them there and give them an answer, that's fine. But you can also help. Let's train the content creators that this is where you come for your first line of defense for help.
Right. And social is great for, you know, direct or, you know, things that, you know, are good for the community. You know, if you have a general question, you know, you want to know, you know, how long does it take to get on Apple Podcasts, you know, which there's no real answer to, but you know, that kind of question, you know, if you can't find it already in whatever group you're looking in, you know, go ahead and ask that kind of question, because that's a general question. But, you know, if it's something account specific, you know, direct support is best done directly. You know, that's what we're here for. So, and a lot of times, you know, we just don't have the time to surf all the social media places. And sometimes we're not even in some of them.
Yeah, and that becomes a challenge, isn't it? And I try to be everywhere, but, you know, be honest with you, living in Facebook 24/7 is kind of unhealthy, to be honest.
Exactly.
And we love interacting in the communities, but some of the other stuff that goes on in social media is more than I want to see on a daily basis, or, you know, all day, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours of a day having to peruse some of the stuff that goes on in there. And I think the rest of you kind of understand that as well. But yeah, so anyway, help us out. Just, you know, help us inform the community as well. We talked about a lot of support this stuff, Mike. But I think the most thing is remember your support people are people. They're not some robot sitting somewhere. So be nice. We said that in the last episode, but we've continued to see outright hostility in some emails, and I don't fully get it in some basic questions that, you know, it should not cause such a visceral reaction.
Right. You know, I understand, you know, your podcast is important to you, and it's important to us. If, you know, if you're one of our customers or one of the users of PowerPress, you know, we do want to help you, but, you know, just help us help you. You know, it's a little bit of common sense and a little bit of patience will go a long ways.
Yeah. And I think we're in a world, Mike, where everyone's used to getting, you know, getting help and getting reactions 24/7. You know, you post something up on Instagram, you're looking at the how many people are liking the Instagram or how many are liking a Facebook post. And so it kind of transcends into customer support. And yeah, we try to do our best to answer folks as many hours a day, but you know, we don't have 24/7 coverage, and if we did, we'd have to charge a lot more for the product to be able to do that. So just be patient, and there is humans here, and we're here to help, and we're podcasters too. I think that's the most important thing.
Yep. So I guess you got a schedule to get on here. So
I gotta take my son to the airport. He's out with his girlfriend to LA for Thanksgiving, and Of course, we're recording this. I just gave it away. We're recording this prior to Thanksgiving.
That's all right.
So, everyone, thanks for being here. If you got any questions for Mike and I, it's, of course, it's yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And, of course, we're available for support at support@blueberry.com. And I'm at todd@blueberry.com. But that's kind of the your podcast for the show is the catch-all. Mike, thanks for taking care of the hosting duties again.
And not a problem. And everybody hopefully had a good Thanksgiving by the time this happened. Those of you in the U.S., those of you not in the U.S., well, happy November.
Yeah. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time on your podcast.